Welcome back, everyone, to Ladies of Leet for January 23rd, 2014. This is episode 91, and this is the podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I'm Kim.
Hello, I'm Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello.
Somehow you've channeling Mary Poppins. And this week we're going to discuss, we have Rust. You got too many wars in your list, Stephanie.
It's all about war.
Warcraft, Warframe. She's all about war this week. Talk a little bit about Broken Age. Seven Wonders. That's a blast from the past casual game.
Yeah, that I saw that. I'm like, is that the same Seven Wonders?
It is. I have a little story behind it.
All right.
And Assassin's Creed Liberation. We were talking last episode that we were all going to play Assassin's Creed Liberation because it had just been ported to the PC, and we're like, yeah, let's play it.
And we did.
Wait, what? No, don't include me in that. I played it.
Hey, I can see how long you played. It's on Steam.
I played long enough to find out if it really was a true port, and it is. So,
well, but like, you played on the Vita.
Yeah, I played. I played a lot of it on the Vita.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see how HD-ified was that a word? I don't know. But it looks nice, and I'm enjoying playing it with a controller versus the Vita. So I'll pick it up and maybe. Right, so I hope I finished it. I don't know. I always have grand ideas on finishing games, and I finished some that I don't think I'll finish, and I won't finish others that I would have thought I would have finished. I don't know.
That's a funny challenge that somebody put up is to finish a game on your Steam library before you buy another one.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Oh,
no way.
Yeah,
never.
No way.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I couldn't do that. Like, even if I started today and said, I am not buying any more Steams until I play and finish, I'll be like 80.
Exactly.
So, but a game I did finish is Broken Age. So we talked about Broken Age last week. The Double Fine production, the Kickstarter, the first act was released, and it's two separate storylines. And on the one side, you play Vella. The other side, you play Shay. And they have their own storylines. They're not, never do they connect as you're playing, or do they? But it's a puzzle game. It's a point and click. And we've talked about point and click on here before, and sometimes they're done really well. Sometimes they're done horribly. And this one, I have to say, is done really well. The ending I loved on Act 1. And I'm like going, no, I have to wait. Are you kidding me? This is not fair, because I really got into that world. And nice. I wanted to stay there. And I'll probably play it again because I really enjoyed the characters and the humor and the writing and the artwork. And Kim, I know last time I told you you need to play it because we were both we both kickstarted it and we had early access to it. So did you?
I started it.
Oh, excellent.
barely started it.
As in I installed and hit play and saved my game.
Not much more than that.
Which side did you pick? Which side did you pick to start with?
Vella, the girl.
And you know, at any time you can switch to Shay.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
Really?
So, like,
I didn't know that.
So I picked Vella at first, and you had to find this stupid knife for her, and I couldn't find the damn knife, and I didn't realize that you have to click the bottom left-hand corner to use an item on something, and you can pick up different things and then drag those items to different characters and cause different things to happen. Like, I just didn't, I don't know, that didn't make, it wasn't clear to me initially. So I switched over to Shay, and his was much more straightforward. And I think his storyline is a little easier than Vella's. So
maybe I should start over there just to get used to it.
I have to say, out of the two, they were both equally awesome.
Well, see, now last weekend I had zero time to play last weekend, and that's when I do most of my gaming is on the weekends. And so I didn't have any time to play last weekend. So that's when I had planned on doing it all, but I just never had parents and kids and damn people family getting in my way and work. And
you're interrupting my gaming time here.
Yeah. And then just my weekdays have been crazy, so I didn't get to play anything. As you can see on my list, I don't even think I opened Skyrim.
What is F1 2013?
It's a Formula One racing game.
I was like, fiscal quarter one of 2013. I don't know what we're talking about.
That would be an exciting game, wouldn't it? Let's balance your budget.
I thought maybe you might have pasted in something incorrectly from your Excel spreadsheet. I wasn't sure.
Exactly. No, this is a Formula One racing game. This is an intense game. So I actually bought it for my son because my son is obsessed with Formula One. We went to the Formula One race last year in Austin. And so he got me into it. And I've never really liked racing games. I mean, racing games are hard.
I hate racing games. I can't stand them. I'm terrible at them.
Me too. And this one included. So this one started out and it makes you go through like prep time. So it's like getting you ready for the track, but really it's teaching you how to play.
Gotcha.
So they make you do things three times in a row before you can go on to the next one. And I barely got through those. I think there's 12 trials that you have to go through. I barely got through those. And then my son's like, oh, well, let's find you a race to be in. And I'm like, okay. Oh, that was a mistake. Holy crap.
Are you racing live, like
other players?
Other players, not AI?
Other players that this affects their ranking.
Oh.
So, you know, they're in
a
group. Yes. Oh my God. I was in last place and someone was trying to pass me or something and I bumped them and they go off the track. Oh my God, seriously. I thought that
Did he call you a noob or something worse?
No, these are Italians that I was playing with. So I couldn't even understand what they were saying. So you have to actually join a group on Steam and you play with that group. So it's not like I can just go in and say, oh, find me a group. I had to play with a specific group.
Really?
And another thing all my Steam friends probably saw was an invite from me saying, hey, come play with me. That was an accident, and I apologize to anybody that I did that. And I didn't realize what it was going to do, you know, so yeah. But yeah, you have to race with people. But so I would not recommend this game unless you practice and practice and practice before you go out and actually play with people, because it affects their, their rankings.
I don't understand. Why does it affect their rankings? Like if you suck, it doesn't, suck, not them.
It's like a real Formula One race. In a Formula One race or in any car race, the people who are in last place, when the leaders are coming up on your butt, you just get out of their way and let them pass
So when she knocked that guy off, she's out of the race, even though she was last.
Yeah, so now...
So it's not that you sucked. It was you were sucking in people's way.
I sucked and I got in their way and sucked. That's what it was. Okay, yeah. Okay. So, I didn't mean to. It's just that I was so bad at the game that I couldn't get out of their way.
Did you do this with a controller or did you do it with your keyboard or do you have like a steering wheel?
No, I did this with my controller, with my Xbox controller on the PC. If you go into like what's called iRacing is actually something that you can do. And they actually have, seasons and you can rank up in your season. And they have they have seats that go with it and the pedals and the steering wheel
some
and
of those
everything.
Setups. Those are... pretty hardcore and impressive.
They are. And there's some of them. You can pay like $5,000 and it actually leans with you and leans with the game and it rumbles and does all kinds of things.
We have a little arcade near us and Mark and I have gone to play some of the games and they're more interactive, like not just playing with a game, like sitting there playing. It's like you're saying, the motorcycles go back and forth and it's meant to be a more sensory kind of game. Right?
So imagine that in your house.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, it would be fun. It would be totally fun, I think, because those are the kind of racing games I do like, I guess. When I'm just playing against one other person that I know in an arcade.
And I'm sure with enough practice, I would, you know, get better, but it would take a lot. I mean, hours and hours. And these guys have probably put in hours and hours and hours, mm-hmm. but oh my goodness, that's just, it was crazy. And, but it was fun at the same time because it was a game still, you know? Right. So, but I'll leave it to my son.
I'm telling you right now, you should just pick up Little Big Planet Karting and call it a day.
No one will yell at me in Italian.
No, I don't think so. Did you ever play that one? It actually is that's a fun little game.
Is it? I don't know. I've never
you can get it for, I know it was free with PlayStation Plus for a while.
Oh, was it?
I don't know if it's probably still not, but if you have a PS3 still and have PlayStation Plus, there are some serious games for free right now.
Oh, yeah.
They have, what did I see? I can't remember which ones, but they were like big names. Stuff that just came out just recently that I was really impressed with the roster of games. Now, if you have only a PS4, if you sold your PS3 and you only have a PS4, those games haven't been ported yet, so.
Yes. Some of them might not. You'll have to get on the PlayStation, PlayStation Now. Yeah, what is it?
Now? PlayStation Now? Now.
That's weird. Why would it be called PlayStation Now? PSN with PSN? That's just wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, and I just wonder how
that's free even. For PS Plus members.
Maybe that's what I was thinking, Infinite. And there was something else. I can't remember. But I'm wondering, though, if you have those games, because anytime a game comes out for free, I just go ahead and quote unquote buy it, even if I'm not going to play it, because then it'll be in my account. So at any time, I can just install it and play it, and I don't have to worry about it. And there's times where, like, I'll miss a month and I'm like, oh, I forgot to log in and get my games. So I wish they would just automatically assign them to my account. But
yeah, that's true. And my PlayStation is now in LA. All my stuff is in LA. It just got released from customs, so hopefully I'll see it in about a month.
Making its way across the country.
You're not exaggerating. That's really how long it's going to take?
Yeah, yeah. Holy it's moly. Forever. Because I only have a little bit of stuff. I've only got like 10 boxes, a bicycle, and a desk. And so they have to fill up everything else before they can get it to me.
I know.
You know, they just boxes. Can't ship it to me and get it because I only paid like $1,000 to get it over here.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm really going to enjoy having a chat room. Dark Anders just said BioShock Infinite, Borderlands 2 was, and Brothers are all free right
Brothers,
now.
Brothers, I remember Brothers. That. Yeah.
Yep.
What's Brothers?
It's a little indie game where you play. I think I talked about it on the show.
I think it does sound familiar.
You play two brothers, and it's like puzzles, and you're questing to your dad's ill, and you have to quest through like the towns and go around.
Yes,
the quest for a CVS.
What's that?
I said the quest for a CVS. I need some pretty Tylenol. Much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they don't say anything, so everything's like quiet, but it's beautiful. Like you'll go up to different sceneries and you can look at the sun setting, and so it's just a little puzzler, you know. Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure ways around and capturing different things, and there's a whole bunch of achievements on Steam that you can do. And honestly, if you didn't look at the achievements, you would never know to do those achievements. so like there was one where I had to like something with bunnies. I can't remember. I hit the bunnies or I don't know, but it was.
See, and I don't like achievements like that because those achievements are just for achievement's sake. Like on the Stanley Parable, there's an achievement to knock on door 457 or whatever five times. Mm-hmm. Well, how would you know that? And it's not only that you knock on the door five times, you have to go through this whole series of things to do. And then it finally takes you back to the door and you knock on it five times and you get an achievement. And I'm like, that's just stupid. That's not an achievement. That's a right. It's following like an directions. Achievement. It's just for an yeah, achievement purpose.
Yeah, I do like it when it's more integrated into the gameplay. Like, you know, if you kill 100 of usually something. With the first person yeah. shooters, you got to use, especially if they want you to use all the weapons to try out exactly. all the different classes, you know, yep. oh, kill whatever's with a
sniper
rifle.
That's what I'm
rifle.
Working on in Saints Row 4. So I'm trying to get all my alien kills with all the different weapons.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Have you I'm working on my abducto ray right now.
And I guess there's probably not much difference between it because they're both achievement for achievement's sake.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then there's some achievements that are real achievements like, oh my God, I did it. Woohoo.
But right. like getting all the other achievements.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
I like the unexpected achievements. Like,
yeah,
oh, I didn't even. Oh, that's awesome. So,
and look, or the achievements that you've been working really hard to complete a quest mm-hmm. or, you know, a quest line, and you get it and you're just like, yes, that I feel accomplished.
Yeah.
Well, knocking five times on a door, I do no. not feel accomplished.
No. That's true. One of the things that you can feature on your Steam profile are your achievements that are not as common. So the rarest achievements. So I have one that only 0.2% of the Steam community have.
That's amazing.
It's I think it's from Borderlands 2. In fact, I know it's from Borderlands 2. It's when in the Tiny Tina DLC, after you've done everything, after you beat the boss, you go back and start exploring and you meet this guy and he offers you this necklace and you can either give him half of your money because at this point you're like, I think I was up to like $3 million.
Oh, yeah.
You give him half of your money to get this thing, or I think you can just kill him. And I was like, I don't feel like I should be killing him. And they don't tell you what this necklace does. And the achievement is called So I gave him half my money and now I'm wearing this necklace and I have no idea what it does. So
nice.
I need to go back and figure out if it does anything. So anyway. It's been one of those things that I wanted to look up and just kind of see what the community has found out about
that
it.
That is cool. Look at yeah. that. I like that.
Yeah. So you have the ability to switch different. So depending on of your profile, you can have different things highlighted, like the number of games. Like if you have an insane amount of games, you can say, oh, I have this many games. So it's a little way to feature different things on your Steam profile.
I like that. Yeah. I never knew that was there. So now I put my rarest achievements up there so you guys can see in
what's your rarest
Bioshock Infinite Cook and Serve. 3% of the players have it.
What is Cook and Serve?
I have no idea. Let me see. It's make five enemies explode with the radar range at burial and
oh, dear Lord.
One.
The radar range.
Oh, that thing was awesome.
That was awesome. I loved it.
That was a really cool weapon.
So now go get that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. I also played. So we talked about last week. We talked about DayZ and how we were all just like, yeah, it's just not ready, and they know it, and they warn you, but it's like the little kid that wants to eat ice cream and candy for dinner, and you're like, if you do this, it's going to make you sick. I don't care. I want to do it. And the kid eats all the ice cream and the candy. And they was like, oh, I feel sick. I told you. That's what I feel like. DayZ. Like, they're telling us it's not ready. And we're like, we don't care. We want to play it anyway. And you get in there. And it's just, for me, it was just unplayable.
Yeah.
So I was really kind of defeated. But there was another game similar to DayZ called Rust, where, again, go into a server with a bunch of people, build stuff, fight off zombies, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But the difference here is we have a Frog Pants server. So if you go over to the Final Score Steam page, Scotty D set up a Frog Pants server, and everybody in there, super nice, helpful. We already have a fort built. I went in, I was like, how do I do this? And It's kind of cool. So I had a totally different experience. Number one, I did die. Actually, the minute I logged in, I died. I spawned where there was a zombie, and it just killed me. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, the interesting thing with this one, it tells you why you die. In the you're dead. Like with DayZ, it was like you are dead, and that was it.
Yeah, right.
This one is like you are dead.
Yeah, you're unconscious.
Exactly. You're dead, and this is the reason why. It was like zombie killed you, or you died of eating raw chicken. Or
gross.
I did that once. I thought it was cooked, and I was like, oh,
yucky.
The vomiting noise on this game is amazing. I was like, oh, this is too real. This is disgusting. But
oh, yuck.
But I will say I had a much more enjoyable experience, and this too is an alpha game. Nice. And yeah, I built a whole bunch of shelters. So you find this road. So I'm like the helpful little frog pants person, and I'm creating shelters along the road for people if they get lost, because there's no compass. So you really don't know where like anything is. And unless you create a sleeping bag, you can't spawn back to where you were. So in order to create a sleeping bag, you have to have a bunch of cloth and one other thing, but it takes quite a bit to get. And you might die killing a boar or a bear. One time a bear killed me and I lost everything. I was like, damn it. And I had a hat, I had a vest, I had pants. I was set. I had a whole bunch of cooked chicken. So yeah.
So you didn't barf?
I didn't barf. I cooked my chicken and there's a little things that are a little hard to figure out, but once you do, it's easy in the way that you pull up your inventory. And it doesn't use one big difference is DayZ does have controller support. Rust, from what I can tell, only has keyboard support, but I was totally fine with that. In fact, I think I was a little bit more efficient with it that way. But if you guys are, if you want to experience that kind of world, I totally recommend Rust. Because I had fun. And it's really cool because when you get close to someone, you can hear audio. Like you speak to them. And as you walk away from them, it gets softer and further away. I'm like, what? What did you say?
So you would definitely recommend this. This was an entirely different experience. Do you think it was because of the game or because of the server situation?
It's both. I mean, I think if I had had the DayZ experience with Frog Pants, I mean, the Frog Pants part would definitely, and having the server with everyone would have been helpful, but it still wouldn't have stopped the bugginess for dying and not being able to respawn. And like, I was having trouble moving my character and I would get stuck and I still couldn't pick up paper. So it was a much more challenging experience through the gameplay with DayZ than with Rust. So.
Well, I watched Brian Dunaway play it on his streaming.
Yeah, he was on the
Frog Pants
server.
Like, it seems like a fuller game than if well, it seemed like he was actually doing things where in DayZ I did nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
You know, and I played for what, 4 or 5 hours?
Oh my
and
goodness.
Did nothing.
You should totally
we ran down the road a lot.
Yeah. I was impressed
notes.
With that.
Yeah, I'll put a link in the show notes to the Final Score Steam server. So if anybody listening would like to try out Rust, they would you're more than welcome to head on over and introduce yourself and just don't be a jerk. That's all. That's the rule. Don't be a jerk. So don't kill me if I see you. Because guess what? We have an arsenal now. And
and they'll kill you back.
Exactly. So, yeah. And you can create storage boxes. So like there was one point, the time that I did eat the raw chicken, I had really low health and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to lose everything. So I quickly threw all of my stuff in a chest, because if you put it in the chest, you don't lose it.
Oh, nice.
Now, the one thing I didn't realize is as I was creating these little shacks and shanties along the road, I was putting doors on them. And if you put a door on them, you're the only one that can open that door.
Ah.
So I was like, hey, Scotty, did you find that shelter? He goes, yeah, but I couldn't open it. You put a door on it. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize. I go, well, I left some of the doors open. He goes, yeah, but then I couldn't shut it.
Oops.
Like, my bad.
So just not put doors on it.
You don't put doors on it. Or if you do have a big fort with a bunch of people in it, because that's basically how you survive. Because I went into one of my little forts, my little shelters, and I just closed the door. And it's so freaky when you go offline, you basically just fall to the ground. So you just see a bunch of people on the ground, like they look dead, but they're just logged off. And there's a really funny review on Steam. A guy apparently went offline in his shelter, and another guy, the guy writing the review, built a fort around him and captured him as a pet.
Oh my god!
and he drops food in. So like he built up these walls. Oh, I was dying laughing.
I wonder if he's putting like lotion down in there for him
terrible.
And stuff.
It's so terrible. So I was cracking up at that review. But yeah, if you look at some of the Steam reviews, that's my favorite so far. If I was the guy though in the pit, I just wouldn't eat, because if you don't eat, you die eventually.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But then it's kind of like, then you lose that kind of special thing you've got going with this guy. You know, at least he's feeding you and you're safe.
Well, and he says he talks to him too. So
Stockholm syndrome.
Crazy. Well, and
crazy.
I love my
cat. He must have a ton of stuff, and he's hoping he just let him out. Because if he dies, if he responds back to the sleeping bag, of course he's going to be right there. So he would have to respawn somewhere else, and then he doesn't have anything. But then I would do that, and then build up again, and then I go after him.
And then he would build a fort around him.
Like multiple forts.
Oh, that would be great. That would take an army, though, to probably build a fort around the fort.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it cracks me up. So, Steph, I went on your Steam profile, and holy crap, girl, you have clocked some hours on Warframe.
That is no lie.
I did not realize how much time you've been spending in that game.
Yeah.
So
because what's interesting is they're constantly throwing new content at you.
Yeah.
Like if you haven't played in a while, you should seriously go back, because they've added like way more different environments to play in, and they've added more Warframes, the Warframes being like classes. And way more guns and whatnot. And of course this is also free to play. There's no need for you to spend any kind of money on it. But yeah, I just recently built what's essentially their paladin. So I'll have to get to level him up. That'll be fun.
So, if you had, codes to use, and like, so somebody may have some codes that you can use within Warframe. That's like $30 worth of stuff you can buy. Is that helpful?
Oh yeah, sure. Absolutely. There is a market inside where you can either just buy the blueprints and then farm the mats yourself to build, which is what I do, or you can use platinum, which is their in-game currency, which you buy with real money.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you don't want to wait and you don't want to whatever, spend the time.
Have you tried it out on your PS4 yet?
Do what?
Have you tried this out on your PS4 yet?
My PS4 is arriving tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you had it.
It's being shipped. So I'll get it tomorrow.
Are you thinking about trying it out and seeing the difference?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't use a controller. I use the keyboard.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how it is.
Oh, yeah. I don't see how you do that. Holy cow. Yeah. That's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm all about the controller when I can play with a controller.
It's still super fun.
Oh, that's cool. So you got your Sanshi stuff. God, yes. Say that three times fast. Sanshi stuff.
So I ordered, yes, the BioShock Infinite Vigor pins.
Yeah, I got those too. Yep.
Oh, love them.
They're beautiful.
I also got the original BioShock pins. You know, the original. They're not Vigors.
They're plasmids. I didn't see those.
Yeah, they were in another set of buttons. They're not. They're like traditional buttons. They're not.
Oh,
like
gotcha. Metal
ones.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
And then I got the Nuka-Cola poster.
Me too.
I got that too.
Love it.
Need to frame it
now. It's so well done too. It's nice and heavyweight paper.
Yep.
Really like that. And then I got a sticker for my car that says Little Sister on board.
Oh. I got that too.
That's awesome. I love that website.
I love all their stuff. I can't wait for more stuff to come back in.
They need to sponsor our show. We pimp them so much.
And they have great customer service. So, of course, I screwed up my order, and I gave them like two addresses or something. I don't know how I did that. Yeah. But they wrote, and they're like, well, I don't know what you're talking about here.
Did you use PayPal?
Probably.
That's probably what happens. Sometimes PayPal has a different address and it kind of gets conflicted.
I've run into that many times. Yeah. I need to get rid of my addresses on PayPal, my old addresses, because I've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, they wrote me and they're like, hey, you know, how we can do it. I wrote them back. Immediately they wrote me back and said, okay, it's shipped. I was like, wow,
that's awesome.
Great. Nice. Yeah, they were really quick on it and everything. So they were awesome.
You know, awesome. Remember I told you guys I bought a bunch of stuff from Gearbox back in December? I got the Zero hoodie. I got the Butt Stallion t-shirt. And I got the pre-order for the Claptrap figurine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was pre-order. So what, I don't know. I just automatically think if two things are in stock, you're going to send me the two things in stock, not wait until the third thing is in stock.
Yeah.
I have been waiting since December 7th for that damn order. And I'm really annoyed.
That is very crazy.
Yeah. They should have just sent me the two items because that's just not how it works. And if it did work like that, tell me, because I would have bought the two items separately from the pre-order. Ay, ay, ay.
That doesn't make sense even. I mean, who does that?
No one.
Nobody.
Apparently Gearbox.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to miss getting my loot box today, too, because it's at the office of my apartment building.
Nobody loots it.
Yeah, damn it. They better not.
Are you talking about Loot Crate?
Yeah, Loot Crate.
That's so I just discovered Loot Crate. Did we talk about this on the show?
I don't think so. Did we?
I just signed up for it too.
I just signed up. I signed up today.
Mine's delivered. It's out there. I'm waiting for it. But I can't. I won't be able to go get it before.
So we're done. I wish that you could buy the old ones because I love the content from the old ones.
Yeah.
They have some of the content you can buy, not the whole crate, but they have some of the things that you can buy out of it.
Right.
I bought the Ewok shirt from the old crate because I loved it so much. It's a Ewoking Dead.
Oh, cool.
Like, it's a Walking Dead.
We should probably clarify to the listeners. So Loot Crate is a subscription service that you can sign up for like a 1 month, 3 month, or 6 month subscription. And so they basically charge you, and the longer the term, the cheaper it is. And there's actually a free app. So in our iPhone section, I put the Loot Crate because I installed it. So there's a whole bunch. It's all revolved around geeky, nerdy, game related stuff.
Right.
And so it is a renewal subscription. So if you only wanted to sign up for 3 months, you need to cancel at the end of 3 months. Just FYI. But there's a bunch of coupon codes for like 10% off. So like I got 3 months for $49.
Yep.
And so you divide that up, and the stuff that they give in these boxes are awesome, because if you think about it, they're buying in bulk and then they're distributing among the masses.
Right.
So the more subscriptions they get, the more money they save, and they can buy in bulk and send out these. And that's why these are prices are so low. So it's some fun stuff. I love it. And it's always, I do something similar with Mateo. I use a company called Citrus Lane for like baby stuff, and I get a little surprise box of different baby stuff that I can try out.
I would love to. They've got like a bark box or something that I wanted to do for Joey, but Joey has two toys he plays with, and he likes like three different kinds of treats, and that's it. So it would be so wasted on him.
Yeah, it would be wasted.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how many subscription type services are out there now.
Oh yeah,
for every type of person.
I do the makeup one too.
Oh, do
the
you?
Birch box?
I tried that. I wasn't happy. Sorry, guys. We're gonna be talking about makeup now.
So, oh, sorry.
Well, it's a subscription service, right?
So yeah, I thought I was getting like little, tiny little samples, so I switched to Ipsy. IPSY. And you get actually like full size stuff from them. Oh, wow. So I like that better.
You like that one better. Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, let's finish up talking about some of the games. We said that we're going to discuss Assassin's Creed Liberation. So I installed it. I was just more curious how it ported to the PC, because I played it on the Vita. And so they up-resed it to high definition and, you know, PC support and PS3 support. I think it's on the Xbox too, right? But it's a great game. So
I bought it. I installed it, and it's sitting there waiting for me to play. So I will play it for next week. I promise.
And
I will buy it.
When this came out, I enjoyed this one much more than 3. And I think anybody who's listened to me, they know that. But I like the assassin in this one, because it's not just about an assassin. So she can wear different clothes and she has different missions based on what kind of clothing she's wearing. So she can be her assassin gear. She can, she's raised in a high society family. So, she has like the big poofy dress. So there's a bunch of different, it sounds so girly, because it's like, oh, she's a girl, she has to change clothes. La, la, la. But there's actually a reason for it. So there's, it gives you a little bit more diversity in types of missions that you do. So, and then I also played Seven Wonders. I cracked that open because Mateo was really sick this week. And I was like, I wonder if he'll sit with me and play and watch me play a game. So this has a bunch of colors.
Oh, that's a good game.
And he did. Wow. He loved it. So Seven Wonders, because he would be like red, blue, yellow, and then the little blocks break, and the little Egyptians down at the bottom take the blocks and build the pyramids. And it's horrible, but it's a fun little game. If you think too hard about it, it's like, oh, this is horrible. But yeah, I'm a fan of Seven Wonders. That's a great match 3 game.
How long ago was that game? And that game is pretty old.
Yeah, they have two. They have Seven Wonders and Seven Wonders 2. I have problems running Seven Wonders 2 on my system. But I have no problems with Seven Wonders on my system. You would think it would be opposite.
That's weird.
Yeah. So it might just be a bad install that I need to fix. let's see. All right. Let's move down to iPhone games. Mm-hmm. It looks like, well, we already talked about Loot Crate. So we'll put a link in the show notes if you want to check that out. And let's see. I wanted to bring up Angry Birds Go.
Oh, so
what is Angry Birds Go?
It's a racing game. It's a racing game, and it's free. It's by the people, of course, that made Angry Birds. I have a serious problem with this game. Like, serious problem. Because they tote the free, but it is a freemium. So you do have in-app purchases, and I have no problem with that. I play Stupid Simpsons Tapped Out, which is, like, all about the in-app purchases. But when you have a game that has content to buy and this type of upgrade to buy, and then you try to sell me a car for $50 that doesn't even max out all of the attributes that you're selling, there are some serious problems here.
That is, that doesn't sound
free. That annoyed me to no end.
Well, it sounds like if you don't upgrade and buy a car, then you're just never going to progress in the game.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't even unlock all of the content in the game. It only gives me the stupid car that doesn't even have all the power-ups. What is that?
Well, see, and that's not the kind of freemium game I like. I like the freemium games that you can play, but it may take you a whole lot longer, or you're at a small disadvantage if you don't buy anything. Yeah. But it's not that you can't. The game is unplayable.
Yeah. I mean, you can still play. You still do your racing and you know, it's cute, whatever. It's a racing game. But it just, I don't know. It's such a annoying. See, and it makes me go, okay, I have no problem giving Nintendo $35 for a game. Just give me the damn game now. Like, if we start seeing this more and more, this kind of ridiculous gouging and price of the in-app stuff, I'll just say, forget it. I'm not even playing it.
But see, they're the same company that charged $40, $50 for Angry Birds on a console.
Star Wars. Yeah.
I mean, that's outrageous. I mean, it's 99 cents in the App Store, and you want me to pay $50 just so it's on a console? What is,
I don't know. Who decided that? They're like, well, let's see if they'll buy it.
That's just
let's see if why not?
No, that's
great marketing
not right.
strategy there. Well, let's see. It's like, do you remember when the App Store first came out and there were a few apps that there was one app that was priced at a ridiculous amount of money? I want to say it was what, like $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
And somebody bought it. I think he sold like
it
three.
Did nothing.
It did nothing.
He sold it for like $1,000. Yeah.
And wow. That's crazy. But I mean, and a lot of the business type apps, there's a lot of business apps that are like $100.
Oh yeah.
You can buy on there. But whew.
Yeah. So please tell me Star Wars 2 Pinball is not a freemium.
It is. I'm sorry.
Is it a better freemium?
But it's not nearly as bad.
I don't have to buy like, it's probably like buy balls. That doesn't really sound good.
No.
But pinballs.
No, it's so you buy different pinball backgrounds, essentially.
Okay.
Pinball screens.
Ah, gotcha.
What I like about this, just because it's a little kick in it, is you choose the dark side or the light side.
Oh, neat.
And then you get to pick from those available ones. You know, like obviously I started with the dark side because I thought it would be more interesting. But it's gorgeous. And each one of the new screens is only like 99 cents. So
that's
you don't cool. have to buy all
that's
of them.
Not bad.
Are you on the iPhone or iPad?
It's on the iPad.
Okay.
And it's gorgeous.
I was about to say, wow, playing pinball on your iPhone's kind of hard, isn't it? I would think.
I play Peggle.
Yeah.
I mean, Peggle, it feels similar to a, because you have your little ball and you're bebopping it all around. I play Peggle all the time on my iPhone.
But you don't have the flippers. Both of your thumbs have to be there on the
right. I would think, though, I would think it would be easy to play pinball on my iPhone.
Huh. Well, maybe it's just what I'm thinking
weird
about it. That could be it too.
I'll give it.
It definitely feels better on the iPad.
Yeah, so. Well, yeah. Much bigger, everything bigger.
Yeah.
Exactly. We also have Tomb Raider for 99 cents. Is it not on the it's not on a device, it's just it is.
Oh yeah.
This is iOS.
Oh wow.
Yes, this is iOS. So they took the original 1996, now almost 18 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they took the original Tomb Raider. And ported it to the iOS.
Wow.
And I bought it.
You did you?
And I gotta tell you, when I went into Laura's house, who here remembers walking around Laura's house with the stupid butler, trapping the butler in the freezer? I totally remember doing that. She has the obstacle course outside of her house. Yeah, all that's there in the game. It's like a huge blast from the past. The controls are a little weird. So
I can imagine.
Take me some time getting used to them, but... It's all about nostalgia. All about nostalgia.
And apparently nostalgia is worth 99 cents.
99 cents.
Well, but I've done that. I mean, I've bought Ultima 4 and Ultima 7 for my PC, you know, and these are games from the early 90s. And they're horrible, horrible. But it doesn't matter. It's just all about nostalgia.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So normally I do Mateo's app of the week, and since I started Nerd Parents, I'm finding that I'm running out of apps. So and I know that we have a lot of listeners that aren't parents, so I'm going to be retiring Mateo's app the show. So if you are interested in hearing app reviews or suggestions for kids, head on over to nerdparents.com and or find us on iTunes and subscribe. I still don't have it in Stitcher. I need to submit it, but it's been a little crazy and I'm rebuilding the website and all kinds of stuff. So, but you can still, we have 3 episodes out technically. Even though we're only on episode 2, we had a kind of a beta episode where I wanted to test all the mics and whatnot. But head on over to Nerd Parents. I put all the show notes up, so any app or product that we talk about, I link to it in the show notes. So
very cool. It's a good podcast too. Go listen to it.
Yeah,
very good.
I love it. It's so much fun. Next week, we're going to... So I've kind of been talking with a number of nerd parents. So we're going to be having Scott Johnson and Kim Johnson on the show. And my husband is even going to join us one day.
Nice. Yay! He's a parent, right?
He's like, do I get to be on the show? I didn't think you wanted to be on the show. I want to be on the show. Okay, you can be on the show.
Nice. And then, I guess. Yeah, I know. Are you really nerdy, Mark?
Oh, big nerd. So I love it. That's why I love him. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't think I've ever told anybody this, but when I first met him, the fact that he had a TiVo back in 1999 impressed the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh.
TiVo back in the day.
Like, yeah. I'm marrying this dude.
I'm telling you, that impressed me to no end. And I was like, I'm going to move in here. That's... He has a TiVo. I'm definitely moving in here.
Sold. Yep.
All right. Well, let's plow through some of this internet news. Mr. Mateo's home and he's not happy. So let's see. If you're playing World of Warcraft, the Lunar Festival has started. So I haven't done that in a long time.
It's
not changed. Okay. Well, then forget it.
Yeah. It's so blah. Yeah. You know? Blah.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a way to get XP for your lobby characters.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh, well,
that's
I'm just going to pre-order the next expansion and pick a character and level it to 90 instantly.
Yeah.
So no reason to grind it. I'll just pre-order because that's what they're doing. If you pre-order, you can bring
a character. But that's only one.
Well, maybe I'll get two copies of it. I don't know.
I tell you, I was in a raid the other day and someone said he has 13 90s.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's so pretty. I don't feel nearly as bad now.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you only have there's a couple of people I know that have over 10.
Yeah, I only have 10. I have like 1.5.
I used to be that bad. I'm not that bad.
Yeah, I only have one and two almost.
I think I might have to look at them again.
I was going to say, I've been seeing you on lately, Kim. What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I've been flying from one point to another point and back and forth because I've been doing benchmark testing on all the doghouse computers. So we've got, I've got to take a computer and I've got to go through all the video card configurations and I have to change out the processors, go through all the video configurations and do it on all the laptops. So yeah, I'll be on WoW. And then I'll be flying back and forth. Then I'll get on Bioshock. And Bioshock actually has a benchmark utility that you can run straight from your computer. And then I get on Civ 5, and that's all done through the command prompt. Mm-hmm. Nice. But anybody can do these benchmarks. So I'm going to be publishing those too.
Oh, awesome.
So everybody can go test their system if they want.
Sweet. So yeah. When you have that ready, just let me know and we'll put it in the show notes.
Cool, mm-hmm. Cool. I'll do that.
I'll just add it to the show notes. All right. Stephanie Raptor sent you a email with your review of all the games you played and how many hours you invested.
Yeah. Did you guys get it? Because it was pretty embarrassing.
I don't know if I accidentally deleted that. I haven't gotten it yet, so...
I feel like they may have pulled my entire gaming history because seriously, I haven't. When did I start playing Warcraft again? Like, I haven't played in 2 years, and I just started maybe 3 months ago, maybe four. There is no way that I've clocked the number of hours they have me.
Oh, maybe they
in
did
Warcraft.
Maybe they just
494. There's no way. There's no way. Yeah.
See, mine's not right. This is not right because it says I only have 68 hours of Borderlands 2.
Yeah. See, I don't think that's right.
Or on only 44 hours of Fallout New Vegas. What the hell? Yeah. I must have 684 hours of Fallout New Vegas.
I think Steam has better. I think Steam has more accurate numbers than Raptor.
I think Steam is more accurate too.
Yeah.
What I liked was then they picked what your rarest achievement was. So like you had that 0.2, mine is a 0.9 percent. And that's in Bioshock playing Minerva's Den, because hardly anybody has that DLC. So whatever. But then I liked the month you played the most, the mm-hmm. actual physical day you played the most, and what day of the week you played the most.
So my date was December 15th. So I'm trying to think, what the hell did I do on December 15th that I pretty much played the entire day?
24 hours.
It must have been the snowstorm here or something.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's what the general population, that's what theirs was too, was December. Because you figure that's when most people were off. That makes sense. Mine was November for some odd reason. But my most, the date I played the most, May 20th. Now, why? Why May 20th? I have no idea. Was I sick that day? I don't know.
Exactly.
But then, and the most played game was Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Really?
Which I didn't play at all.
I think that's Raptor's most played game.
Yes, yeah, Raptor. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, let's keep this. Thanks, Raptor, for making us feel bad about how many hours we play.
Yes.
That's why I never do, what is it, / play?
Oh, yeah. But they see they do it now anyway when you log in. They're like, levels at days at this level.
I never noticed.
Full time at this level.
Oh, I've never noticed that. Ignorance is bliss. All right, let's move on to emails. I'm going to read this first one from Evan first because the chat room, we have a little bit of a delay. We're going to give away some games for our very first episode that we are streaming on alphageekradio.com. So if there's anyone in the chat room that would like either Surgeon Simulator or mm-hmm. Reyes, say me and tell me which game you would like, either Surgeon Simulator or Reyes, and I'll just randomly pick someone. So Evan just said he just a quick email to tell you how much I love the show. I recently bought a Humble Bundle and had some of the games I already own, so I thought I would pass them on for your listeners. Keep up the great show. So thanks so much, Evan. We really appreciate that. I've seen that Surgeon Simulator. It's wacky. Ooh, it's so gross.
Yeah.
So that's, is that the one I played not too long ago? I think I have that. And it was weird.
Yes, it was weird.
Very weird.
Well, I watched some, I think it was a recap of the Yogg's Cast 24 hours. So it was Terpster and Sips, and they were playing it, and like, Terpster, it was one of them, I can't remember, but he was just like cracking the ribs. Doing all that weird stuff. Like, oh, that's so gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. I watched it on somebody's stream, and it was very awkward. And, you know, they're like flopping out hearts and stuff on the floor. And it was weird.
So, yeah, that's Surgeon Simulator. I would be a horrible doctor. okay, let's read the next email as... everyone is grasping at these games. this is from Tiffany. She says, hey, ladies, I'm curious about your opinions of exposing babies, even before they're born, to some of the sounds we often hear in video games. My baby geek-to-be will soon be able to hear what's going on around me. And I played a bit of Saints Row 4 and started wondering what I think about it. There would be violent sounds more often than swearing in most of the games I play. Any thoughts? Thanks for all your hard work, Tiffany. P.S. Very excited about Nerd Parrots. So I remember playing Dead Island a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Before Mateo was born. Mm-hmm. And I know they say that they can hear, but it's muffled, too.
Yeah.
So,
you know... I think it's more your reaction. If your heart starts beating more when you're playing these games or you start, you know, involuntarily tensing up and stuff, that's probably more, affecting your baby mm-hmm. than the sounds
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with that.
I would agree. Yeah. So I mean.
But how much do you monitor now what you expose them to?
Now? Oh, yeah. He can understand things now. So it's like Mark and I, especially in those early days, we would say cuss words like, we really have to stop saying the F word. Like, really, we need to stop, please.
Yeah, I'm thinking your curse words might be worse than what's in game.
Yeah, yeah. So just, and when you really start becoming aware of it, you're like, Wow, I cuss a little too much. I didn't realize it. Oh no. Oops. So
okay, well, did I tell you what how I taught my son how to spell his name?
Uh-oh.
So go ahead. His name is Cody, C-O-D-Y. Mm-hmm. And I taught him to spell his name B-U-T-T. Oh. When he was like 4 years old.
Oh no.
Well, I thought it was hilarious. Preschool did not think it was hilarious.
So Mark's brother's name is Ian, and we have this book where it's like a little picture book, and every time we get to the gorilla, we go, Uncle Ian. And we go, where's Uncle Ian? And he points to the gorilla. And like, nice. We should probably stop that, because he's probably gonna go on too long, and then preschool is gonna be like, why does he call gorillas Ian?
Exactly.
Oh, too funny. All right, so Aussie Blue Moon, you got Reyes. Enjoy that game. Nobody wants Surgeon Simulator. What's up with that?
Aww.
I think
Dark Anders needs it.
I'm going to give it to Dark Anders.
Nice.
All right. So, well, let's go ahead and wrap this show up. Just as a reminder, if you're interested in a Ladies of Loot t-shirt or any t-shirt from the Frog Pants Network, you can head on over to /loot.com and check out all the awesome t-shirts. You can also use the code LADIES if you're interested in purchasing a doghouse computer. If you go to doghousesystems.com, you can learn all about it. In fact, my husband just picked up one. So
he did. And I've got pictures for him.
Oh, cool. So yeah. He's really excited. He's been anytime we upgrade stuff, if one of us upgrades and the other one doesn't, the other one's not too far behind, because we're like, like, oh, I want an iPhone 5.
So you have an awesome system, Nicole, but now he's going to have a more awesome system.
Because his is going to be a year newer than mine.
I can see you upgrading your video card pretty soon.
I don't need to upgrade. I'm good. I do want to play Seven Wonders 2. I got to figure I need a system that can play that. No.
Not sure you need a whole new computer.
I don't think so either. All right. So if people want to get a hold of us, Miss Stephanie is going to tell you how you can reach us, send us an email or whatever.
Absolutely. Well, we have a amazing website called ladiesofleet.com. But we also love emails, as you've seen, ladiesofleet@gmail.com. And if you go to the website, you can click on that little tab and leave us a voicemail. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But then, of course, we're all on Twitter as well. There is the Ladies of Leet Twitter. There is Nicole Spag. Kim is just Kim Molly, JustKimOlly. And myself, XIAXIAN1.
There you go. All right. I think that does it for our show. Thank you so much to everyone that tune in to the live streaming cast. If you're listening to this later in the feed, in the recording, if you're available around, let's see, we record every Thursday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. You can actually put the mobile page on your phone. As long as you're running at least 3G, you can listen to us live.
Nice.
And when we go off air, there's a whole bunch of other shows. So you might even find out about some new shows that you've never even heard of through Alpha Geek Radio. So we really appreciate Alpha Geek Radio supporting us and letting us use their stream.
Yes.
And in fact, if you like using Alpha Geek Radio and the streaming service, he's running a Indiegogo campaign right now. And it's a very modest campaign, like $900, that he's looking to upgrade and create more channels. So it used to be just one channel, but now he's added on Tom Merritt with Chord Killers and Brian Brushwood. He's also added on Daily Tech News show. So Tom does that every day. So check out alphageekradio.com and for all those. So you can listen to them live. You don't have to wait for them to show up in the feed. So it's a really cool system. And I really thank Todd for setting that up. It's one of my favorite things. It's how I listen to the morning stream. I take Mateo to school and I have the bookmark on my iPhone and I just pull it up and it runs really great. So
very nice.
It's awesome. Nice. And I also have all this information up on Lazy Elite. So if you go to lazyelite.com/LOL live, you'll find all of the information about the stream, about the chat room, things that you can use to connect up to all of that. So there you go.
Awesome.
All right. So thank you, ladies, for joining me. And thank you, listeners, for listening. We'll talk to you next week when we'll talk about some games.
Maybe. That'll be new. Fun to play them.
So bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
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 Awesome.
10s.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.